The Port of Oswego says it's working toward a record year thanks to an increase in shipments of aluminum coming through the St. Lawrence Seaway for use at Oswego's Novellus aluminum plant. That story from WRVO's Gino Gerentino.
Port Director Zelko Korinchik says it's been a great year and that the facility is expecting to receive about 20 barges of aluminum from facilities in Quebec and Ontario.
We made some improvements in the way we handle aluminum, and the market has been rather positive with our local consumer. So the season has been actually above average in terms of our prediction, and we expect the season overall to be, for us, a record season, somewhere in the neighborhood of plus 25% over last year's.
He says once Oswego's Novellus Aluminum finishes its most recent expansion project, the port will see even more growth, though he estimates that by 2016-2017 there could be some stabilization of shipments as needs plateau. But Korinchik says the added work, which was bunched up at the beginning of the shipping season because of a delay on the St. Lawrence River, has helped the facility become much more efficient with its unloading process. He says port employees move more than 400 metric tons of aluminum an hour, which is nearly double what it was last year. With ships staying for less time, more work gets done and more ships can make deliveries. But increased efficiency isn't the only thing happening at the Port of Oswego. Korinchik says the facility will soon add more rail lines to move freight more conveniently.
It's faster, further, and most importantly, more economical. There'll be a lot more economical, a lot more competitive. Train service is a lot more competitive and environmentally friendly. I believe the train service will save a shipper close to 30 to 40% of a truck service. And we envision our market growing, particularly to center states.
The Port of Oswego currently sends aluminum, grain, and salt shipments to about a dozen states, including as far away as Texas, Indiana, and North Carolina. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.